talking to you, to some of you at least, yesterday during class time. I hope you all are able to get in touch with your fellow team members so that you can work on your mini-lecture. A few quick reminders in that respect. You can find your team's discussion board and a description of the different group roles under Create an Online Lecture 1 Distribute Group Roles. If you don't know who is in your group, take a look at the document that's called How Do I View Groups in Canvas? It's posted in the modules. I've written detailed instructions for the assignment on the page called Create an Online Lecture 2 Instructions. At the bottom of the document, you'll find a Google link or a link to a Google folder where I'd like you to upload the video or the PowerPoint slides or other slides and narration sound file. You can find all of these documents in the modules on Canvas. Keep in mind that I'm here to help. Also, if you're not able to assemble slides and audio voice narration, just upload the separate files to the Google folder on the discussions page, on the instructions page. I'll combine the PowerPoint slides and narration then as well. If you have Google Slides, just send me the link to them. Some of you may think, this brochure is a smart cookie instead of creating lecture videos, he lets us do the work. Right, except for the smart part. This assignment takes more time for me than creating a few online lectures, which I'm now used to doing. Here is why I do this activity, though. It makes sense for me to lecture if the material is more complicated, particularly if the readings don't cover things appropriately. This will be the case next week when we talk about different reasons or explanations for why the Supreme Court grants or denies a writ of certiorari. This week, the material, at least on its face, is fairly straightforward, and you won't learn it that well if I just tell you or you just read it. You learn more if you process the material, either by writing a script, creating PowerPoint slides, narrating, or working with others to figure out what should be on these different media. Also, if you just listen to a lecture or read a text, it's more difficult to find out where you have questions and where things are less clear. If you work through something as a teacher, you find these gaps. And for those gaps and questions, I'll have an Ask Me Anything discussion board, which we'll probably be using only next week. As the saying goes, to understand something properly, you'll have to teach it. On that note, I'll let you continue with your work. You know how to reach me.